Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail.
The Dr. Pat Show, that's, I love that theme. We've been playing that theme song since like day one. I want to welcome everyone to the show. This is our Street Smart Spirituality Hour, and boy, do we have a fabulous hour of talk radio for you. I want to mention to everyone that if you miss any part of the show tonight, or if you hear something here tonight and you want to go back and listen to it again, please go ahead and do that. You can go to our website, thedrpatshow.com, thedrpatshow.com, and you're going to be able to find information about my guest tonight, and you're going to be able to download this show for free. And vbsradio.com as well has this information. I received the book not too long ago, and I picked it up. I receive about 5 to 10 books a day, and we get these in our office. And I was sitting there, and I was going through some of the books that Nick had left for me to look at. And one of the books that was sent to us was a book with, first of all, just an amazing cover. It's absolutely a beautiful, beautiful cover. You know, angelic in nature, and you get a sense of what this book is going to be about. But you don't get a sense of what the depth of this book is. And I'm referring to Invisible Roots, How Healing Past Life Trauma Can Liberate Your Present. Now, this is a book that was authored by my very special guest today, Dr. Barbara Stone. And you're going to find out throughout tonight's show, you're going to find out about what she has discovered. What does it mean for all of us to have the agonizing trauma just follow us around every minute of every day of our lives? Getting stuck, not being able to move beyond, and go to just about every place you could possibly go to try to get relief. What do we know about that? Or shall I ask, what do we know about that today from the words in the book, Invisible Roots, written by Dr. Barbara Stone? Now, one of the things that I will just kind of let you know about, we're going to be talking about spirits. We're going to be talking about whether spirits are trapped here. What does that mean to us? What do past lives, and, you know, what can we learn from our past lives? Do you believe in past life regression anyway? And, you know, what is different about Dr. Stone's work? Different, as I should say, different from the traditional or probably the more common ways of past life regression through hypnosis. You're going to hear some things you've not heard before, and I'm thrilled that we're bringing this conversation to each and every one of you. So what happens when psychological problems, what happens when, you know, these stubborn symptoms just will not let go of us? It may be feelings of not being enough, maybe feeling like you don't look good, maybe you don't feel good, you're not good enough, you're not lovable enough. Well, Dr. Barbara Stone joining me here today. She is a workshop presenter, public speaker, psychotherapist in private practice, and today we're going to be looking at how this all ties together. She is also someone that has overcome enormous obstacles, and we're going to hear about that right directly from her. Studied depth psychology at C.G. Jung Institute in Zurich, Switzerland, holds a Ph.D., clinical psychology from Pacifica Graduate Institute, adjunct professor at Hocking College Holistic Health and Wellness Program. And I say that, and I'm smiling as I say that, because, oh my gosh, listen to what I just said. Holistic Health and Wellness Program. Hallelujah. She's joining us here today with a groundbreaking book. The foreword is written by Dr. Bernie Siegel, and this is setting the stage for all of us to really look at how we can cut through all of that, as I call it, crusty stuff that's been building up and live the best lives. Dr. Stone, I want to thank you so much for joining the show today. It's It's a pleasure to have you here. This is a very, very big conversation, and boy, did you do a fabulous job.
Oh, thank you, and I'm so delighted you asked me to be on the show.
I love how we live our lives, and sometimes we come up, we step in a couple of potholes, and it's a question that I came up with early on when I first started to do my show, and it's a question that I love asking people. I love asking myself, and I want to start this with you at this place. You know, here you are, I just mentioned a little bit about your work and about the book, but there is a whole life that you've led, and my question is, what are some of the challenges, what are some of the obstacles that you personally, Dr. Barbara Stone, had to overcome to bring you to this very moment?
Well, that is such a good question. When I first started doing this work and I was working on the book and it finally came out into print, fear came up in me about standing up in public and saying that I do psychotherapy with people who aren't in their bodies, otherwise known as ghosts.
Exactly. I could imagine how that would be a little bit I'm sitting here listening to you and I'm thinking, man, you know, you need the badge of courage.
Well, I went down to visit a healer in Brazil named John of God in July, and the first thing I asked him for was to help me clear my fear of standing up and really just saying what I do. And the fear left, and I thought, well, the spirits are helping me, the spirits that helped me do it when I was doing the work that I wrote about, they're with me. And this is a message that needs to get out to people so we understand more about who we really are.
You know, I have heard, and I wanted to talk with you about this, and then, you know, I'm so thrilled. I hope we can share some of the stories in the book. But you know, for me, I've had a very, how should I say it, a very street smart experience with my own life. And looking at these obstacles, I actually came up with the metaphor. I call it crust. I'm the creator of crust busting, which is one of our other websites, one of the other things we do. But I came up with that idea because I was sitting there one day, pretty much frustrated, like some of the things that you talk about in the book, some of the folks, and not really understanding. You know, wow, I've done everything possible to get my life on track. And yet I'm feeling like a big old two-ton cement ball. and I thought, I'm reading through your book and I'm looking and listening and reading about what you do. But what you are sharing with us, and we're going to talk about it in detail, is so significant and so helpful for so many people. How is it that you have been able to come upon even this conversation about trauma, but more importantly, come up with a way for people to move beyond it?
In 1991, I went through breast cancer, and I had a deep healing experience the night before I was going into surgery to remove that tumor. I was praying for strength to go through whatever came. And as I was asking for help, in my mind's eye, I saw Jesus come, stand before me, and I felt a touch on my heart. And at the same time, I didn't hear a voice, but there was a thought package, a complete thought, that said, I now heal your soul. I now heal your soul. And I felt that. I felt a deep, deep wound in my soul heal up. And I was filled with joy because I absolutely knew I would get through the breast cancer. With my soul healed, I knew my physical body would follow suit. And after that, I said, okay, Spirit, God, by whatever name you call the divine, I said, you saved me, you intervened, and you healed me. So now I give the rest of my life to you. I'll do whatever you need me to do the most. And I forgot to put on there that I didn't want my clients to bring ghosts to the therapy office. But after I said that prayer, I had an experience of a woman, a very beautiful woman with a very traumatic history. She came into her session one day, and as she walked in, the room just got so cold. I put on my winter coat, and I still couldn't get cold. And she said to me, "The spirit of my deceased father is attached to me." And that was one of the most scary moments of my whole career.
That's a very visual statement.
Yeah.
You know, it's like we're not talking like we see in, you know, the pop culture and on television of, you know, I think there's a ghost in a room. I mean, the spirit being attached to her, there's such a sound, or it sounds like to me, this place of helplessness.
Yes. Well, I thought, what do I do? Because nothing in my doctoral program told me what to do, nothing in my master's program. I didn't know. So what I did was what I always do when I get stuck, and that's pray.
Mm.
So I sent up an SOS to my angelic team, and I said, "Help, what do I do here now?" And then this sense of peace just flooded the room. And I thought, oh, well, I said to my client, if your father is here today at therapy, if he came to therapy today, let's do some work with your father. So we talked to him directly, and I don't think I'm crazy when I really felt like he was there because it was so cold in the room.
Uh-huh, yeah.
That was the clue that told me there was an objective reality to this. I would have worked with him as if he were there, even if I hadn't sensed him by the coldness. But what I know is that our physical bodies take in energy from the air, from the sun, and the food we eat. But when a person's spirit leaves the body, they don't have any way to take in energy anymore. So when they come into a room or attach to someone, they drain the energy there.
Mm.
And that's why it's so cold, like a bone chill when there's an earthbound spirit present. So we did forgiveness work with her father, and it was very helpful.
What I love about this conversation, and I've got a million questions for you, is that I think intuitively, and what I love about our pop culture, our society here in America anyway, what I love about how we approach things, sometimes we have spirit work, we have breakthroughs and healing show up in the strangest what places on our television screens and, you know, in the movie theaters, and do you think like the X-Files maybe was from somebody's imagination, or do you think that was probably something that, you know, folks were experienced? I think all of these questions, and this is what I want to get to in talking with you, is when I read the book, I was so touched by so many different personal stories. Everything from Rose, to Mary, to Dana. I mean, these are horrific stories.
Yes.
And I would love for you to share a little bit about what it was like to have your clients come in the room and you now have a new way to work with them. And successfully, if I might say that.
Yes. Well, you know, Dr. Pat, when I went through my training, I had the idea that trauma was something we could learn to adjust to, but I didn't know that we could release it.
Right, exactly.
And then one day I saw an ad for thought field therapy training with my mentor, Dr. Gregory Nicosia, and the ad said, "There is a cure." And I actually laughed when I saw that, and I thought, well, I wonder how much that seminar is. If they're claiming that, it must just be hocus pocus. So, but it looked good, so I sent for the information, and as part of the information, they gave me a trauma tapping sequence where to desensitize trauma, you tap points on the body that correspond to balancing four different meridians. You tap the beginning of the eyebrow for the bladder meridian, under the eye for the stomach meridian, under the arm for the spleen meridian and under the collarbone for the bladder meridian. So I tried it, and to my amazement, the trauma just melted from what I had been thinking about when I tapped those four simple points.
And I said,
I'm going to that workshop.
It's really interesting how these things show up for us. Boy, I bet you said a very big yes. I'm thrilled for all of us here tonight having a fabulous conversation with Dr. Barbara Stone. She is the author of Invisible Roots, How Healing Past Life Trauma Can Liberate Your Present. We're going to be talking with her about what it's like to actually work with spirits and what is past life regression. How is that something that we can look at to help us in the healing process? We've got that to talk about and much more when we return from break. We're going to take a short break here on the Dr. Pat Show, Talk Radio to Thrive By. I also want to mention that if you go to her website, invisibleroots.com, you're going to be able to see a lot of what we're talking about here, including a table of contents of the book and some chapters to download here on the Dr. Pat Show. We're going to take a short break. We'll be right back with the show and my guest, Dr. Barbara Stone. Stay tuned.
Discover what the meaning behind sacred spiritual space is and how it can be a healing part of your garden or home environment. Mary Fonts, registered nurse and landscape specialist, teaches about using nature, artifacts, healing energy, and angel readings to create sacred space. A spiritual garden offers methodologies that bring peace and healing to your special place. Call 508-339-5444 and visit aspiritualgarden.com. That's aspiritualgarden.com.
Visit the premier online store where science and spirit unite. Shop consciously, explore new ideas, and connect with your world at bleepstore.com. Find the latest in spiritual and documentary films, green living products, and online articles. Dr. Pat listeners receive 10% off with coupon code DRPAT. That's DRPAT at checkout. Go to the drpatshow.com and click on Bleep Store to start your experience. The drpatshow.com.
When times are tough, folks get running, not Dr. Pat. Instead, she creates an unprecedented way to give back to her listeners. Introducing Dr. Pat's Holistic Makeover. Several Dr. Pat's listeners will embark on a journey to change their lives for good, from the inside out. Are you that person? Go to drpatsmakeover.com for details. That's drpatsmakeover.com. The Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by.
Be the first to join your favorite Hay House authors on the next I Can Do It at Sea. Come aboard a luxurious cruise ship and meet Greg Braden, Brian Weiss, Sonia Choquette, and many more. The seven-night cruise to Alaska on July 11th through 18th, 2009 includes soul-nourishing workshops, spiritual cinema movies in your cabin, autograph sessions, and amazing ports of call. This is a vacation you'll never forget. Cabins are limited. Reserve today. HayHouse.com.
Hey, are you one of those people who need a boost of motivation to lose those extra pounds and inches? Well, here it is. Take the Sugar-Free Miracle Weight Loss Challenge and earn $100 for every 10 pounds you lose. I'm Karen Bentley, creator of the amazing Sugar-Free Miracle Diet, which you'll love. It's easy, sustainable, and it stops out-of-control eating. To participate, send me an email at expert@sugarfreemiracle.com. That's expert@sugarfreemiracle.com, and I'll send you the details.
Hi, I'm Lynn McTaggart. Pat, it is always such a pleasure to be on your show. You ask the kinds of questions that no one asks, and you stimulate me to new places. I'm thrilled to be on your show and also to tell people about our Peace Intention Experiment to get involved on September 14th, that's a Sunday, by first signing up on www.theintentionexperiment.com, and you can do /peace, and you'll get right to it.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. That was Lynn McTaggart. I hope that you're listening to this show and that you will participate in the intention experiment with us. I am so thrilled to have joining me tonight Dr. Barbara Stone. Now, I want to mention to everyone, if you're listening to this show and you've got questions, this is the person you want to call in and ask your questions. If you have any questions about past life regression, if you have any questions about spirits, in your life, you absolutely want to give us a shout here on the Dr. Pat Show. You can give us a call at the toll-free number, 877-876-5227, 877-876-5227. It's toll-free here, and we will connect with you, and, wow, we'd love to work with you. You know, I was saying before the break, Dr. Stone, that, you know, there are so many stories in this book. I mean, this is like one of these books that you pick up and you cannot put the book down in the middle of a chapter. It's just not going to happen. You have to go from beginning to end. The good news is that the chapters aren't very long. But I wanted to ask you, I mean, this is, in some circles, you and I would be burned at the stake for having this conversation. And yet, I look at where we are now, and I think to myself, wow, we are evolving. There is a level of consciousness right now that enables you and I to have this conversation. I can't imagine that this was always this easy for you. When was the first time you decided that you were going to open your doors differently and do the work that you do as a therapist differently?
Well, Spirit worked on me a long time ago. I grew up in a traditional Christian church, and reincarnation was considered a heresy. In fact, I gave my younger sister such a hard time when she started believing in it in high school, and I was just sure she was going to go to hell for that nonsense. But I went into Jungian analysis to try to get my life together after I went through a divorce. And I was watching my dreams and writing down my dreams every night. One night, this was back in the early 1980s, I had a dream in which a scribe gave me a list of people I had been in a past life. Well, I woke up and I thought, oh, that scribe has got to be wrong. I know that's not true. How could that be? But that put a challenge to me, because I had two belief systems that didn't match. One, I really believed my dreams were God talking to me.
Mm-hmm.
And then here, God was talking to me about something that I didn't believe in.
Oh, don't you love when you challenge like that? I mean, isn't that the ultimate in waking up?
Yes. But it made me wake up. And as I studied it and listened to my dreams and listened to what my clients were saying, I saw that certainly it seems as if it's true, and when I work as if it's true, people get better.
I love what you just said. I mean, you work as if it's true. That would probably be, for today's show, that would probably be the soundbite that we want to play over and over and over again. Because what you said is, work as if it's true. What you didn't say is there's got to be a belief in there somehow that catapults you to the place of faith in what you're doing.
Now, that's a very good distinction, Dr. Pat, because this healing is not based on faith. It is not faith healing. It works on the principles of the electromagnetic energy field of the body, and a magnet is going to pull energy whether you believe it does or not.
Perfect. Perfect. I mean, that's what's so important about our conversation today. What I love about this is that we get to shed the skin of anything that we believed worked or didn't work. And what's fascinating, I think, to all of us when we find out about a freedom technique, something that will free us of the shackles of whether it's a past life, whether it's a spirit. It's amazing. And the question that I would ask you is, we're talking about trauma. We're talking about trauma in this life, perhaps, or stuckness in this life, but it also could be based on a trauma in a past life. How do we build the bridge to this conversation around that?
The way I find out when it's this life or when it's a different life is by actually asking the energy system of the client before me. And that's kind of a radical way to really, like, read the computer programming in the energy field of my client. And the tool that lets me do that is not hypnosis, but rather muscle testing. It's a phenomena that if you hold out your arm and someone applies gentle pressure to it, if you say something that you believe is true, that muscle will stay strong. But if you say something that is not true, it will go weak. Like if I said I have 12 children, it would go weak because I only have 2 children. So by that indicator muscle, either holding strong or going weak, I can ask yes-no questions of the system to see what's going on. If there's a problem, I will test with the muscle. This problem originated in this life, and if that answer says weak, which would mean not true, then I will muscle test this problem originated in a past life. And if that's strong, then the client's energy is actually pointing me at the source of the trauma, and we need to go back to that life, find it, and go through what happened, desensitize the trauma, and then that part of the soul energy that's been locked up in those negative feelings can rejoin the person's energy, and all of a sudden, they feel like they have all of themselves again, whereas before they always felt like something was missing.
And, you know, let's talk about this, because there are, let's call them signs. I don't want to call them symptoms, but let's talk about signs. There are signs that happen in our everyday life, indicators, so to speak, of whether or not we're carrying around a 2-ton spirit or something from a past life or, you know, if we just have a little crust. I mean, there's clearly indicators that we could look to in our lives which will help us. And I wanted to ask you about those because you have so many examples in the book. So, I mean, what are some of the things that show up in our lives to kind of have a light bulb switch on, so to speak?
Okay, let me talk about the symptoms of earthbound spirit attachment first.
Great.
One of the signs is that you're doing fine, but all of a sudden, you don't feel like yourself, you feel really tired, you don't have any energy, you feel like somebody else's thoughts are going through your brain, and maybe you just went to a funeral, or you just saw an accident where somebody was killed, or you had surgery, and during surgery, the psychic gate is open, so spirits that might be hanging around the hospital have the opportunity to kind of plug into your energy field. And there's a pronounced change that doesn't feel like it's really you. Sometimes after a loved one dies, if you really can't let go of that person, for instance, if your father died and you said to your father, "Dad, you know, I just can't get along without you," the father might stay thinking he was helping you, but he would stay without any way to make energy on his own, and it would drain your energy.
So let me, this is really amazing. We're talking about this. You know, a very dear friend of mine, lost her mother in January and has been talking about how tired and fatigued she is. And with that, and, you know, we always go to a medical model, you know what I'm saying? Like, if we're tired, if we're fatigued, if they're, you know, they're just, it's like, oh, I didn't take my vitamin, or maybe I got a cold, or something like that. But we rarely go to the spiritual realm. And, you know, this is fascinating conversation to me, because I think once we all figure this out, the next step is then, what am I going to do about it?
Oh, yes. Well, what you do about it is once you figure out what the problem is, then you talk to the mom. Say, for instance, if your friend's mother did stay here to be with her daughter, if she felt like her daughter couldn't get along without her, then you talk to her and you say, "Mom, you know, there's something much better for you, and there's a way that you can cross into the light and get reconnected with the energy of Source. And then you have a brand new light body." And I believe what I hear from people is that we can choose how old we want to be in that new body. We can be any age we want to when we cross. We can make it, be when we were younger and more beautiful if we wish. And then when a person crosses to the light, they can come back to check in on their loved ones or guide them. And when they come back, they will be a warm, fulfilling presence, like an angel is a warm, comforting presence, rather than an earthbound spirit, which is a cold, scary presence.
Well, we're going to talk about this and much more. We're going to take a short break here on the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. I am so thrilled Dr. Barbara Stone joining me here today. The book is Invisible Roots, How Healing Past Life Trauma Can Liberate Your Present. The stories in here are amazing. When we come back from break, Dr. Stone and I are going to talk about this idea of spirits, people not knowing they're deceased. Anybody that saw The Sixth Sense got an awakening about whether or not a spirit knows it's of this earth, of another plane, or beyond. We're going to talk about that. And what does Dr. Barbara Stone think about this? Let's take a short break. We'll be right back with the Dr. Pat Show. Talk Radio to Thrive By. Stay tuned.
Do you wish you could trust your instincts more? Do you wish you were able to make decisions by confidently following your inner guidance? Maureen St. Germain, a modern-day mystic, road warrior, mom, and former corporate CEO, can help. Here's her tip of the week. When was the last time you knew what you should do, but you didn't trust your gut, and you later wished you had? Next time this happens, write it down, even if you didn't act on it. Writing it down in a journal will serve as a reminder to your subconscious that these intuitive hits are real. Maureen St. Germain has the tool and proven successes to help you connect with your highest wisdom. To find your best course of action in all circumstances, check out Maureen's tools for transformation, meditation CDs, Akashic record readings, courses, and more. You can find Maureen at angleangel.com. That's right, angleangel.com.
Does how you think affect how you feel or what you have? Do you want to achieve outstanding business and career goals, have a better relationship, or improve your health and fitness? End the excuses and get immediate results with the help of HUNA, Ancient Wisdom, Modern Application. What if you could attract money and abundance to you like a magnet? Donate excess weight and maintain your ideal state of health, or create the kind of relationship you've always wanted with HUNA. You'll discover how to eliminate disempowering beliefs by using self-empowerment tools. The HUNA Prosperity Weekend will be in Los Angeles, October 4th and 5th. Join Matt James, December 13th and 14th in Seattle at the HUNA Prosperity Weekend. Call 800-800-MIND or visit HUNA.com to register. This incredible workshop is only $95 for a limited time. Call 800-800-MIND or visit HUNA.com. The Empowerment Partnership. Whatever you think you are, you're more than that.
Are you taking too many oral pain pills and concerned about side effects? Are you having trouble getting to sleep because of the pain? I'm Lou Paradise. I had the same problems you have, cured my pain, eliminated pain pills and their side effects by developing Topperson Pain Relief and Healing Cream. Topperson relieves pain without side effects. It doesn't burn, it doesn't smell, and it doesn't stain. But don't just take my word for it. Doctors, pharmacists, and pain specialists are using and recommending Topperson and ending the suffering for thousands of people just like you. We know you hurt. We want to help. We are so sure that Topperson will work for you, we offer a money-back guarantee. So if you want pain relief without side effects, just ask for Topperson. Topperson is now available at Fred Meyer, Natural Food, and other fine stores. Go to Topperson.com for a store near you or call 1-800-959-1007. Topperson.com or 1-800-959-1007. Topperson, the last pain medicine you'll ever need, and you can sleep on that.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. I've been kind of sitting on the edge of my seat, waiting for us to come back from break. Invisible Roots is the book. The author joining me here today is Dr. Barbara Stone. And, you know, for you to find out more about her work, she does seminars, workshops, and teaches all of us how to work with these energies, how to work with the healing power that is so ancient in so many ways. And before we jump into the answer to my question, I wanted to ask you, Dr. Stone, if you wouldn't mind giving folks a website so they can find out about your next upcoming event.
Yes, my website that has my teaching schedule on it is www.souldetective.net. Souldetective.net.
So, and you could find out about our workshops if you go to souldetective.net. There is lots of information there, as well as her teaching schedule. Just click on the link, and you'll be able to check it out. October 23rd, by the way, Past Life Soul Retrieval for all of our friends up in Toronto. I want to mention to everyone that she's going to be up there October 23rd. You may want to write that down, but more importantly, you'll get to see that she's also traveling to different parts of the country, which is absolutely fabulous. Hopefully, many people are picking up the book. I want to thank you for joining us here today, and I want to get to that question. You know, dead people not knowing they're dead. I mean, you know, having that conversation is interesting in itself, and I wanted to ask you, I mean, is that really true? Is it possible that people make their transition, but we're the only ones that know they did that?
Oh, right. Well, there's a book called People Who Don't Know They're Dead by Gary Leon Hill, and he quips on the back cover, he says, being dead is so much like being alive that a lot of people don't realize what has happened to them. In Western medicine, we focus on the physical body, and Western medicine has done amazing things with the physical body. They saved my life 3 times.
Yes. So
I love Western medicine. I wouldn't be here without it. But we have other bodies in addition to the physical body. We have an energy body that senses things, that perceives. We have an emotional body that feels, a mental body that thinks, and our spiritual body that carries our soul energy. When the spirit detaches from the physical, we still have those other bodies, so consciousness remains. After a person stops breathing, like if they're dying, and they stop breathing, they can still hear what you say, they can see what's going on, they have feelings and thoughts. If they have been on heavy medication, their perception may be numbed out, and they may not actually realize that they're not in their body anymore.
Oh, that's interesting.
So I recommend if you are around a loved one who dies, just tell the person out loud, Mom, you may not have realized this, but your spirit is no longer attached to your physical body.
Mm.
And be tactful. Don't say you're dead.
Yes.
You know, just say, because really, we can never die. Our consciousness doesn't die. It just shifts forms and shifts to a different realm. But tell them. Tell them, you know, you're no longer in your physical body. Look for the light. And you can mention, look for loved ones who've gone before you, look for dad or whoever else you know that's in the next world. Those loved ones come to greet a soul when they first cross over.
I want to ask you, because this is so fascinating to me, I lost my mom when I was 8 years old. And I never felt like I lost my mom. So, you know, you're 8 years old. Do you really understand death? I don't think so. As old as I am now, I don't understand it. But there's a sense that you get about a presence. And I think for most of us,
yes,
we have this evil, ghosty thing that's hanging around sometimes that we get from our pop culture. And then we have other movies like the movie Ghost itself, where you have, Patrick Swayze almost angelic. And I wanted to ask you, does the way a person die, and of course Bruce Willis getting shot, does the way a person die, or for many of you listening to the show, transition is the word that is used quite often, how does it affect us? Is it like if we sort of go through a natural death, then are we more likely to be freed? I mean, how does this work, or is there no real method to it, so to speak?
That's a very good question. What I have seen as I have interviewed people who are working on their past life trauma is in almost every case, the outstanding trauma that has kept a person earthbound and unable to cross to the light is a negative emotion that was present at the moment of death. Rage, anger, shock, guilt sometimes, are things that are heavy. And if you want to go to the light, you have to be light.
Well, that you know, that makes sense. You know, it's hard if you're carrying about around a 2-ton weight to kind of move your way through it.
Right.
But and not just, I mean, metaphorically as well.
Yes, yes. There are new baggage limits in the airlines now. It used to be you could take 2 suitcases with you, and now you can only take 1.
Right.
It, when you go to the light, you can't take any. You can't take any baggage with you.
We got to leave our baggage behind.
Yeah.
Do we even know what our baggage is? And this is where, you know, I'm really interested in this. I mean, if we pass on and, you know, here we are, these in our spirit, let's call it our spirit suits now, and do we know that we've got this baggage we're dragging around? Do we know what's going on? Or is it that we're so connected to the earth plane that we still think we're here? We don't know what our job is, so to speak, anymore.
Oh, well, you know, what you said triggered another reason that people sometimes stay earthbound. If they're very attached to their material things, they won't want to leave. Like a client one time came and she said, you know, all of a sudden I can't think straight. I've got anxiety. I don't feel good. And we muscle tested. It was an earthbound spirit. Well, she had gone to visit a place where a man had built a beautiful little cabin right on a gorgeous lake. He died, and then his son was tearing down the cabin to build a bigger house there. And he loved that cabin so much that when he died, he never left his cabin. He wanted to just be there and stay there.
I could see how that would happen. I mean, I think all of us can think about this, you know, from different places. I mean, those people that, you know, say, when I die, I want to be cremated and I want you to take my ashes and, you know, take it to the big island of Hawaii. And, you know, I mean, but when we look at what's happening to us now, when we look at feeling traumatized in this life,
yes,
how is it that you approach this with the many, many clients that you have? And if you could, I would love to have you share some of the stories that you share in the book, because some of them just absolutely explain the process so beautifully.
Okay, yes, I would be happy to share that. There are a couple on the website that you can read, but I'm going to share one called No More Taxi.
Okay.
There was a woman who was a very perceptive woman. She was very gifted intuitively, and she came to therapy saying, there's something attached to my foot. I can feel it there. It's like grabbing onto me. And she tried to kick it off, but it wouldn't go, and she went to another healer to try to get rid of it, but it just wouldn't leave. So we did some muscle testing to find out what had happened. And I call her Sprite in the book. None of these names are real. I've given everyone the name that they chose for their chapter. What happened was that on her way to therapy, she would see the crosses along the road where people had died in accidents. And it turned out that she had an earthbound spirit. Well, you know, both of us kind of got mad at this spirit for doing this thing to my client. You know, it was just really bothering her. For 3 days before the session, she had just been curled up on her bed crying, feeling lost and depressed. So then we muscle tested, was it male or female, because I get identifying information that way. It was male. Then we tested the age of death. It turned out to be a 4-year-old, a little boy who had been killed in one of the accidents. And he was looking for his mama. the poor thing, you know. So we talked to him. We did some energy work with him. And when he got ready to cross to the light, we knew he wanted to find his mom. So we muscle tested whether mom was in heaven. She wasn't. She was killed in the accident, too. She was down here on Earth looking for her son.
Oh, my goodness.
So we sent out an angelic search party, and we called. The little boy said he wanted to call us Malcolm. He wanted us to call him Malcolm. So we had the angels send out a search party for Malcolm's mom, and within a minute or so, she was in the therapy office. And there was such a thrilling moment when my client felt Malcolm hug his mother, and she found her son, and oh, just the joy in my heart that sprang up from that reunion was amazing.
Oh, and I want to tell everybody listening to the show, there are dozens of stories in this book like that. Invisible Roots, How Healing Past Life Trauma Can Liberate Your Present. Dr. Barbara Stone joining me here today. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, the question that I have is, do we here on this earthly plane, do we have the power to keep a spirit here even if they don't want to be here? Let's take a short break. When we come back, we're going to be talking about that and much more with my very special guest today. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
The search is over. The Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by, is your connection to tens of thousands of people waiting to hear your empowering message, waiting to choose your product or service. Dr. Pat's goal is to connect you with the people that want high-quality products and services created with love for humanity and the Earth. Products and services like yours. Be the business that joins the buzz. The Dr. Pat Show buzz. The buzz of talk radio to thrive by. Connect with people that value conscious living and mindful thinking. Living life full out. Have your business be identified with this powerful and inspiring show. Join the buzz. Be the buzz. Let the Dr. Pat Show talk radio to thrive by. Be the conduit to those who would benefit most from your services. To sponsor the Dr. Pat Show, call Dr. Pat at 206-523-5522. That's 206-523-5522. Let our success be your success.
Hay House invites you to a glorious weekend retreat in Tampa, Florida. Meet more than 30 of your favorite authors for the inspiring, uplifting I Can Do It conference coming to Tampa this October 3rd through 5th. Join Wayne Dyer, Sylvia Brown, Caroline Mace, Colette Baron-Reed, John Holland, Marianne Williamson, and more for a weekend of spiritual discovery and great fellowship. It's the I Can Do It conference for life-changing good times. See details at ICanDoIt.net.
The year 2012, and the great shift of the ages. The biggest story ever, and the clock's ticking. Tired of all the doomsday predictions? Jack Alice has written a blockbuster novel, Infinity's Flower, showing us a vision of the new world and the vital role we play in creating it. Find out how at www.infinitiesflower.com. That's infinitiesflower.com.
Are you starting a new business, signing a contract, or launching a new website or business product? Certified business and personal astrologer Madeline Gerwick uses good timing to give you the ideal time to start your new business venture. Visit PolarisBusinessGuides.com or call 877-524-8300. Attain higher business success and better return on resources with good timing. Visit PolarisBusinessGuides.com.
Are you the owner or manager of a struggling small business? Do you feel alone in your battles? The Small Biz Sherpa can help. Do you want to increase sales or decrease costs? Do you wish your employees were more motivated or cared as much as you do about the bottom line? Call the Small Biz Sherpa. Learn how you can change your company's fortunes by involving and engaging your staff. Create bonus and incentive programs that pay your people more while improving your bottom line. The Small Biz Sherpa has done it himself, and now he'll show you how to do it too. Visit smallbizsherpa.com or call 206-505-9752. That's smallbizsherpa.com. smallbizsherpa.com.
Be sure and sign up for the Dr. Pat Show newsletter so you can find out about the latest guests, events, promotions, and giveaways. Visit thedrpatshow.com and register now.
Welcome back, everyone. I've been, like, sitting on the edge of my seat and really thinking about this. I can't believe how much I'm thinking. And the question that I asked my guest today, Dr. Barbara Stone, is, you know, do we really have the power to keep a spirit here attached to us if they don't want to? I mean, what is the relationship between us down here in our earth bodies and spirit in their spirit bodies? And do we really have that power? And I wanted to ask you, this is a dynamic that we don't talk a lot about. I'm not sure most people know what to do with it, but I'd love to hear your thoughts.
Well, my first thought is I'm not God, and I don't really understand all of the ways how the strange things that happen between people fit together. But I do believe that it's all a part of a master plan that we'll see when we get to the other side. And I have seen with the people I've worked with, no matter what the trauma was, there was a lesson there for everyone to learn, a spiritual mastery that they got once they went through it. Now, when a loved one dies, if we grieve and grieve and grieve and just cannot get over it, especially if we feel guilty in some way, and often people invent ways to feel guilty even if they have no real guilt, they'll drum up some false guilt. I understand that if we are in severe pain, that it's harder for the spirit to cross. They feel that heaviness in us.
Mm.
So one thing I ask, say if a woman has lost her mother and she's just grieving and just feeling so bad, I will ask the question, how long would your mother want you to grieve? And she'll usually say, well, she wouldn't want me to grieve very long at all. She'd want me to get over it and be happy because she loves me. And I would say, well, you know, would you be able to honor her by doing some energy work to help lift that grief?
What a beautiful question. What a beautiful question. And what an interesting way to look at it. And, you know, I think it really leads us through the path that you just so beautifully create for us in the book. And I want to ask you, I mean, this hour is just zooming by. And I wanted to ask you about the book and why this is an important book for you, what it is that our listeners would absolutely learn from it and be able to change their lives in a lot of ways.
It says there is a spiritual world in addition to our physical world, and everything we do here counts. It's all part of your soul's journey to master the lessons of how do we learn to love ourselves and other people, to forgive ourselves for our shortcomings in other people. And if you do that work while you're in your body and you let go of your anger and your resentment, then you're going to be light when you transition, and you can go back home and be with your loved ones on the other side.
You know, as we look at so many of the things we've talked about tonight, it really does open the door, a door that I think most people didn't know existed.
Yes.
It really does open a door for healing. And I wanted to ask you, there's so many people you talk about in the book, you know, what is the range of trauma that you've seen come into your office that you've been able to help?
You know, sometimes I feel so helpless because the trauma is so great and so extensive. I have worked with ritual abuse, which is a very scarring, very difficult to handle trauma to go through, and it usually starts when a person is very young. because it's usually someone in the family.
Mm-hmm.
That is the furthest end of the spectrum I've worked with. And then I've worked with people's past lives where they've been killed in war and watched their loved ones suffer and die. And that is a different kind of horror, because those feelings of anger and rage, and who wouldn't feel anger and rage mm-hmm. at watching the enemy come in and kill someone you love and then take your life? That's a horror that has gone on by keeping that soul earthbound and unable to get into the next world. So it's been one of the great pleasures of my life to find these people and to show them with energy tapping they can let go of that if they make a spiritual decision to release their anger and their hatred, because we say, look who's suffering now. It's not your enemy. You're the one who's suffering by being unable to see your parents again or whoever it is that you love on the other side.
Well, you know, this is for me. First of all, I want to thank you. I want to thank you for joining us on the show. But I want to thank you for doing the work that you do, for enabling people to become empowered again and powerful again in their lives, because unless you know what it's like to have something traumatic happen in your life, unless you know what it's like to carry that baggage around, it's hard for us to explain it away. And most of the time we do that with a pill, potion, and lotion. I wanted to ask you, Dr. Stone, as we close the show tonight, if you wouldn't share your personal message for all of us today.
Well, what I know is that there is unconditional love for us all, that we will all eventually learn all our lessons, and there's a unity among all souls, that what each of us does affects the whole. There's like a web that connects us. So the more we can love other people and develop heartfelt connections with others, that's something we can take with us when we go. It's like money in a spiritual bank account. You can take love with you. So invest in love.
I love that. What a great way for us to end the show. And please give out your websites again and let folks know how they can get a copy of the book.
Okay. It's available on Amazon.com and Barnes & Noble. If you want a signed copy, there's a form on my website at www.souldetective.net, and I have discounts for multiple copies. And I want to just say that my October 23rd presentation is part of the Energy Psychology Conference in Toronto. It's an amazing conference, October 24th to 26th. There's a link there to the whole conference. And that's where I learned the tools that I use with these spirits. They're from this dynamic new field, energy psychology.
Absolutely. And those of us that are familiar with that, we're very grateful that it exists. And thanks to you, very grateful that you are sharing information about energy psychology, what it is, and the healing power and potential. Thank you so much for joining the show tonight.
Oh, it's been a pleasure.
Well, I have to tell everyone, if you want to find out stories about, if you want to hear more about Mary and the many other stories in here, get a copy of the book. I want to thank you all for tuning in to the show tonight, as you do each and every week. We are really committed to making sure that we bring you the best in talk radio. If you want to find out more about us in the other 12 hours of live radio, just go to my website, www.thedrpatshow.com. And remember, until next week, you stand in all of the power that is yours, the power that you want to live life full out. Stand in that and stand tall. Stand with integrity. Know that you're loved and know that you're blessed. We'll see you next week.